B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A tourist has been criticized for humiliating a tiger after she fearlessly grabbed its testicles at a zoo in Thailand.
She grabbed a tiger's balls?
Yes, the woman was
I used the medical term.
The Tiger Kingdom Zoo in Chiang Mai. I wonder if that's the Tiger King version.
Yeah.
Joe Exotic is, you know, I don't know.
Fong Exotic.
Fong Exotic. So, anyhow, when she posed for selfies with the animal, shockingly, she reached between the cat's legs and then cupped its genitals while photographing the act.
Yeah. You're going to be my regular Saturday night thing.
Pictures of her stunt emerged online, and the woman, whose name is Warashaya Akarachayayapas, was criticized by angry locals who accused her of humiliating the tiger.
Does a tiger suffer humiliation?
Similar zoos have faced criticism for allegedly sedating the powerful animal so tourists can pose for pictures with them. So
I think that's the bigger issue.
The animal was sedated.
Yeah.
No, but the issue that they're going after is the fact that she humiliated him.
Okay.
Roshaya defended herself against the stunt and said that she's an animal lover.
Didn't have to touch my balls.
After hearing about the incident, the head of the zookeepers said that the staff are trained to take care of their guests and their tigers.
I don't want to talk about it.
He said that they are monitored carefully during close interactions where people take selfies.
I don't want to talk about it.
To ensure that both are safe. He said, we do not allow tourists to grab the tiger's testicles.
Is there a zoo that specializes in that?
He said, but they are allowed to touch any part of the animal's body as long as our specialists are present. From now on, we'll make sure that no visitors will ever be able to touch this part of the tiger's body again.
Wow.
A dispute between neighbors over how one of them was parenting her four-year-old child led to one shooting the other.
Huh.
The victim was stable after surgery. She had suffered multiple gunshot wounds that were life-threatening. Officers responded where they found the 24-year-old female victim.
Do they say what the parenting issue or contention was?
Just vaguely. Within minutes of arriving, officers found a suspect based on information and description given by witnesses. Identified the suspect as Tierra Marie Kelly.
I'm going to teach you to be a better parent.
She's being being held on suspicion of attempted first-degree murder. Preliminary investigation revealed the victim and suspect were neighbors living in adjacent apartments, and the conflict started as an argument over how the victim was parenting her child. So, yeah, it was the victim that was getting ostracized and then shot. Officers found the weapon, the suspected being used in the shooting, and took it in as evidence.
That escalated.
The Oklahoma City Police Department responded to a Taco Bell Saturday night just before 9 p.m. in reference to a call about a man going through the drive-thru naked. Christopher Sale, who is 61 years old, was in his vehicle in the drive-thru completely naked.
Now, is that illegal?
But listen to this. So Sale paid for his order at the restaurant, then reportedly asked the employees for an additional taco. One of the employees was not comfortable with this, and another employee gave him the additional taco. He then asked for more sauce, still not leaving the drive-thru. Sale then asked for napkins after receiving the sauce, and then eventually left the drive-thru, only to come back and asked for more sauce on his food. So this guy kept
billed, and there was something
it
up.
Out. He was getting a kick out of doing this. When police were able to detain Sale, he told them that he was hungry, and then all his clothes were in the washer.
Oh, yeah.
He also stated to police that he didn't know it was against the law to drive naked.
So. Well, I wonder, there's two things. I wonder if it is against the law to go through a drive-thru naked if you're within your car. But you can't be a nuisance.
I would imagine
it is.
It probably is.
Think about the pickle guy, the cheese guy, all of that. They were naked in their own cars.
But they were also performing, I guess so. I don't know.
I would imagine if you're going through a drive-thru where clearly they're sitting above looking down into your vehicle, they're going to have a view of you naked.
Yep.
That would be considered indecent exposure.
What if you put like a map over your crotch?
Maybe that would save things. So, a couple of pilots got quite a surprise while approaching Los Angeles International Airport over the weekend when they spotted somebody apparently flying at about 3,000 feet in the air with a jetpack.
When I saw this story, I'm like, is there a jetpack that goes 3,000 feet in the air?
I don't know. We have audio, I think, of the tower conversation. So the pilot of American Airlines Flight 1997 radioed the L.A. Tower Sunday evening to make the unusual report. Let's go through some of the audio and see if it's what I have here.
The tower, American 1997, we just passed a guy in a jetpack.
American 1997, okay, thank you. Were they off to your left side or right side?
Off the left side, maybe 300 yards or so. 300. Power altitude.
At least one other pilot aboard a Southwest Airlines flight also spotted the unusual aviator. He said, Tower, we just saw a guy pass by us. The LAX tower alerted an inbound JetBlue pilot to be aware of a person with a jetpack reported 300 yards south of the LA final at about 3,000 feet. The pilot responded, we heard and are definitely looking. The bewildered air traffic controller responded, only in LA.
Well, you know, if you're running late for a flight, this might present an option in the future.
The FAA confirmed the jetpack reports and said the matter was referred to local law enforcement. That is crazy.
Steve, there's a company in San Fernando Valley of L.A. Called Jetpack Aviation. They invented the only world's only jetpack, according to them, but it can reach up to 15,000 feet in altitude. And its founder introduced the jetpack in 2015 with a flight around the Statue of Liberty. So,
did you ever see, Nick, the it's almost like the military flying platform? The French Army bought some, and at their military rollout, one presentation, Preston, they had, it's like straight out of the future, dude holding like a machine gun, and hovering around and just zipping around in the air.
Kind of like Green Goblin sled?
It appears to be like that.
Wow.
It's pretty wild. Nick, if you can find that, if we can find that footage and put it up, I said... First off, I thought it was like CGI. Somebody had faked it, but apparently it's a real thing that they have. Mm. And I thought that was about as high as you could go with a jetpack. 15,000 feet?
You would need some oxygen 15,000 feet, wouldn't you, Nick?
I think so. And a light lunch.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Maybe. You get hungry up there.
Maybe they have a kosher meal or something
I think
like
so.
That.
Yeah, it was Jewish.
You know what? You jump out of a plane at 12 to 15, right?
I jumped at 13, No, that's true. And I guess you wouldn't need it.
Didn't need it then.
Yeah.
Well, what about the light lunch?
Yeah. That's right. You don't need lunch or you don't need oxygen. Okay.
Oxygen.
We don't need lunch either. You can't really eat when you're plummeting the earth.
Finger food.
Yes.
All right. Nick has found this. Skip forward in it, if you would, please, Nick. The video of the flyboard. That looks pretty wild, man.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
So if we can't get the fire truck.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Or one of those water jet pack thingies.
I'm still chomping at the bit to try one of those.
They have them down the shore.
No, you know what? There was a place in Stone Harbor that had it, and I don't know. I guess maybe liability was just, it wasn't cost effective.
Okay.
Tell me this flyboard isn't the coolest thing.
Yeah, that's pretty badass.
It is cool. I don't know why he needs a gun, but it is cool.
He can shoot the package open on the foodie bra with him.
It won't open. They pack those things tight.
Yeah. Get these goddamn chips open.
I think it was a military demonstration case.
Yes.
So they're using that although if he started firing rounds off from that thing, I imagine the recoil would push them all over the place. So,
yeah.
But who knows?
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
Here's a follow-up story. A four-day misconduct hearing that included testimony about drinking and sex in the courthouse ended with a Kentucky commission voting the removal of Kenton County Judge Don Gentry from the bench on Monday.
So this is the judge that was tearing it up.
Yes, and the commission found the former family court judge guilty of 10 of 12 charges. Among them, the commission found that she allowed staff to store and consume alcohol in court offices, hire people because she was involved in relationships with them, and engage in inappropriate sexual behavior. Her attorney said the decision to remove her from the bench is anti-democratic and that he will appeal the decision.
Just because she's having orgies and giving booze in the courtroom?
Yeah.
I guess that makes her a, quote, bad judge.
So the commission found that she had hired Stephen Penrose because she was in a personal relationship with him. Gentry terminated Meredith Smith before forcing her to resign to create a job for Penrose. He can't do that. She engaged in inappropriate behavior with Penrose. He sent her photos of his genitals, crude jokes, and at least one romantic message.
I submit to you she's a better judge because she can see the side of the criminal.
Gentry also engaged in simulated sexual activity with Penrose in a courthouse office during work hours. She engaged in misconduct related to a 2018 campaign. She coerced members of her panel to donate to her campaign and utilized court staff to work on her campaign during work hours. And in 2018, she retaliated against attorney Mike Hummel for failing to make the maximum monetary donation to her campaign. So she was doing tons of stuff.
Okay, your best guess, clothes on or clothes off under the robes?
Probably off.
Yeah.
I'm guessing, yeah. Although she has been accused of drinking, and the courthouse commission found that that was not proven, and it was a by clear and convincing evidence, so they didn't get her on those counts, but she's done. Oklahoma City police are looking for a man who stole from a convenience store. They say the man walked into the convenience store with a shirt that had a logo with a company on it and convinced the person working that he was there to take over the shift.
Oh, wow.
The man then began checking customers out for a couple of minutes before locking the doors and stealing all the money, cigars, and lottery tickets. All they know about the man is he left in a mid-90s blue Chevy Suburban, and they were looking for him.
You'll be surprised how that can work,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Conservation officers say that they will try to trap a black bear that was filmed on Saturday tapping a runner with its paw on a popular trail in Coquitlam, British Columbia.
Excuse me, where's Vancouver?
The encounter was filmed by Sam Abdullah, who climbs the popular, it's called the Crunch, up to four times a week. Abdullah said that he was nearing the top when a woman descended in front of him, froze, as a black bear emerged from the bushes.
It's pretty cute, actually.
Yeah, he began filming the encounter in his cell phone, and the video shows the bear getting closer to the woman and eventually extending a paw to her leg before jumping back. Abdullah said, I think she was in shock, and she just froze there. Now, Abdullah carries bear spray with him when he climbs the trail. Eventually, the woman was able to get past the bear, and she could be seen running past Abdullah and looking at the camera. Abdullah said he was not able to catch up with the woman to ask her if she was okay and share his video, and she kept running all the way down, he said. Now, there's also a video. Nick had sent this to me. I haven't had a chance to watch it yet. Was it in Yellowstone?
No, Glacier National Park.
Glacier National Park. And there's a hiker that sees a grizzly bear coming close to this group of people.
Yeah.
And he lets them know, and Nick, he tells him not to run, right?
Steve, have you seen it?
I have not.
All right, you know how many times we've talked about bears and whatever. This bear starts running after where the hikers are, and we've said many times, bears are fast.
Yes.
And this bear hauls ass. He must have been going like 30 miles an hour.
Well, they get up to a gallop, and in short spurts, they can get up to that speed.
And so these people that are filming it are on this ridge up above where the grizzly is, and they're yelling, don't run, don't run. But of course, a natural reaction for the people down by where the grizzly is to run away from the freaking bear.
Jesus. Yeah. So we're looking at it right now.
And then, of course, it wants to give chase if you run. So,
how did it end?
They got away.
Right.
Nobody was hurt, and the people are laughing about it after the bear sort of walked towards where the people who were yelling were. The people who were hiking down below got away, but it's terrifying.
Yeah, can imagine. All right, how about this? U.S. Border Patrol agent seized over $1 million worth of cocaine last week after it washed up on a Florida beach. 30 packages were discovered last Monday by a person on the beach in Hollywood, Florida, just south of Fort Lauderdale. The beachgoer contacted the police, who turned the packages with the filled cocaine over to Border Patrol agencies. 30 packages
we'll
of cocaine.
We'll take it from here.
Weighed approximately 78 pounds worth of cocaine.
God. Oh, wow.
Estimated street value of over $1 million. And the Border Patrol has recently responded to multiple reports of narcotic wash-ups on the Florida coast.
I wonder.
And what I'm curious about is this kind of a delivery system?
Right.
Or are they throwing these overboard
because
before they get busted?
Before interdiction gets them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder.
Yeah.
That they're tossing them overboard because they're about to get busted.
That's what I think, yeah.
Have you seen the elaborate levels, and this has been something that's been over the past couple of years, of these submarines they're building?
No. Oh,
yeah. They're built, yes. In fact, there was footage of the Coast Guard apprehending one.
Jumping on top of one. Yeah, I remember that. So over the course of July and August, Border Patrol Miami sector has seized over 210 pounds of cocaine that's just washed up on the shore.
Would you be at all maybe
tempted
to sell that? I don't even know.
The complexities of selling illegal drugs alone? No. There's no freaking way.
I understand you're on the radio.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
You have 200 pounds of cocaine you want to sell.
Yeah.
I don't even know who the first person I would call.
Who are you going to call?
Yeah.
Ray Parker Jr.
That's
right. Yeah. So, I would run. I'd be like,
you know Jackie Bam Bam?
I'm not associated with this at all. All right, and that's what I have in the Bizarre File.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.